Tanto Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Lady Maggie's Secret Scandal by Grace Burroughs. Narrated by James Langton. 1.
The blighted, benighted, blasted, perishing thing has to be here somewhere.
Maggie Windham flopped the bedskirt back down and glared at her wardrobe.
You look in there, Evie, and I'll take the dressing room.
We looked in the dressing room, Eve Windham said. If we don't leave soon, we'll be late for Mama's weekly tea, and Her Grace cannot abide tardiness.
Except in His Grace,
Maggie replied, sitting on her bed.
She'll want to know why we're late, and give me one of those Oh, Maggie looks.
They're no worse than her Oh, Evie, Oh, Jenny, or Oh, Louisa looks.
They're worse, believe me,
Maggie said, blowing out a breath.
I am the eldest. I should know better. I should think before I act. I am to set a good example. It's endless.
Eve gave her a smile.
I like the example you've set. You do as you please. You come and go as you please. You have your own household and your own funds. You're in charge of your own life.
Maggie did not quite return the smile.
I am a disgrace, but a happy one for the most part. Let's be on our way. And I can turn my rooms upside down when I get home.
Evie took her arm, and as they passed from Maggie's bedroom, they crossed before the full-length mirror. A study in contrasts, Maggie thought. They were the bookends of the Windham daughters, the eldest and the youngest. No one in his right mind would conclude they had a father in common. Maggie was tall, with flaming red hair, and the sturdy proportions of her mother's agrarian...